For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Connecticut lawmakers passed a bill 2 years ago that has been gradually increasing the state minimum wage to levels that will peak in 2023 at $15 per hour. Now, at first glance, that would seem to be a total win for working people. But my next guest has co-authored a report that says, with the state at the same time taking away key benefits, the minimum wage hike is turning into only a partial win. Joining the program now is Lauren Ruth, Research and Policy Director with Connecticut Voices for Children. Lauren, what benefits are minimum wage workers losing that offset that minimum wage increase?
Thank you, John. So I don't want to understate the importance of Connecticut raising the minimum wage to $15. We know it's so critical that working individuals are paid a fair wage and that working parents are able to achieve economic security for their families. Keeping minimum wages low to prevent benefits cliffs or harmful policies that make life worse for workers now as well as in the future. But income measures are used to determine eligibility for public benefit programs that help low-wage families. So families should expect that as their wages rise, they will need to contribute more of their earnings toward the public benefits that they're accessing. If families find that the cost of maintaining access to public benefits is greater than their additional income, they'll face what's commonly known as a benefit cliff. These cliffs can increase financial burdens on families, force people out of the workforce, or force them to forego career advancements, slow economic growth, and they disproportionately harm Black and Latinx communities, as well as women, who make up the majority of Connecticut's minimum wage workforce. So given the potential for serious harm to workers, rather than keeping minimum wages low, lawmakers in Connecticut should be working towards raising the minimum wage to a living wage and addressing cliff-like scenarios when they occur by adjusting eligibility criteria and phase-out schedules so that public benefits can continue to be available to those who need them. In our report, we analyzed the potential cliffs that could come from families accessing SNAP, Husky A, Care for Kids, and various federal housing programs. But there are also other programs such as WIC and LIHEAP that are likely to be impacted as the minimum wage increases. So we would suggest that policymakers try and analyze all of these programs holistically as they're coming up with solutions.
I would think bigger families would be affected more by this.
Family size absolutely impacts who's going to be impacted. We modeled two families, one a single parent with an infant and a preschooler, and one two-parent family with two young children. And we find that they face very different situations. So the single parent will eventually end up in 2023 with 54% of their increased wages going to offset reductions in benefits to childcare costs, SNAP, and housing. But the parent really wouldn't experience a cliff. That parent won't experience having to pay more for the benefits than what they earn. Whereas a two-parent family is going to face a different situation. Put simply, the best case scenario is that parents will find themselves paying about 54% of their increases to offset benefits reductions. But if they have unexpected medical expenses, they could end up exceeding their minimum wage increases. Families with two parents could end up really facing a severe benefits cliff.
And how satisfied are you that the state is working to solve this? I did read in the Connecticut Mirror that Democrat Kathy Osten, co-chair of the legislature's Appropriations Committee, she said that she and her colleagues were working to shore up the safety net, as she called it.
Sure. So there are a couple of proposals on the table that are very exciting, although they're still in process. The first is to restore Husky A eligibility for parents up from 160% of the federal poverty level to 201% of the federal poverty level, which would help smooth the cliff for two-parent families until 2023, after which time they would need to access healthcare through the marketplace. Another thing that is being discussed and is new today is a Connecticut child tax credit. So national research has shown that child tax credits are one of the most effective policy tools available for helping lift families out of poverty and combating the impact of child poverty. House Bill 6654, which was introduced as a committee bill just this morning. If enacted, that would provide families up to $1,800 per year, depending on the number of children they have. And this would be the largest tax credit in the state for working and middle-income families. There's a public hearing on that next Wednesday, so if people are interested, I think that they should definitely make their voices heard to their legislators. And finally, the commissioner of the Office of Early Childhood has been working to extend care for kids to parents who are seeking to enroll in career advancement programs and educational programs, and we think this is very needed, especially in light of so many parents being unemployed due to COVID-19. But we would also advocate that the state should be working towards creating a program of access to universal program of access to early child care, and working to make sure that parents who earn more than 50% of the state median income are able to become eligible for care for kids.
So you're satisfied that the legislators, they have the message, they understand the problem, that they're working on it?
I think there are really promising proposals, but I have been working in public policy long enough to know that a proposal is not a done deal. And a proposal means that some legislators understand, but certainly not all. And I think people telling their legislators what they need is the most effective way to ensure that Connecticut residents have their needs met.
Lauren Ruth, Research and Policy Director with Connecticut Voices for Children. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.